In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wow, finally.
Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. The hoochie screaming. The life of a West Side player.
So, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. And then grinding like a slow jam. And now that Roseland.
Say what you say.
And let the serenade the streets of Malay, the Moklin, the Sacktown, the Bay Area, and back down. Just give me love.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac
like
every day.
I like that one, Fritzy. I like it.
Had to on a Chargers day.
And you know what? Song sounds good on the radio.
Yeah.
There's some songs, like I'm sick of that song or whatever.
Yes.
But his verse is great.
Yes.
And the song sounds good on the radio.
I agree.
Maybe I don't like it because it starts with Dr. Dre.
You don't like Dr. Dre?
Not really.
I love Dr. Dre. Listen, I get it. It's not one of my favorite songs, but to Spike's point, when you hear it and you hear his verse,
you don't turn it off.
Yeah. That's pop. That's California love, man. Come
and Jack's a little young for Dr. Dre wasn't part of his teen years.
Yeah,
he was part of
he don't respect the GOAT. He doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know. That's why I ignored him.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. What does your gut say about tonight's game? Here are the two options they were given on the Twitter poll. They save the season or they fold. What do you think the response is?
They save the season.
What do you think the percentage is?
73%.
58.7% they saved this
man.
Season.
Yeah. Was hopeful thinking.
People are a little worried about the football team.
Yeah, a little bit,
Yeah.
I just want to throw out there, they should be the San Diego Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers is never going to work in my head. Like Cleveland Guardians is never going to work in my head. I know they're different. They're San Diego Chargers.
Yep.
They call them the San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles or something, like the Angels
right.
did for a little bit.
It's weird because I've gotten used to the Rams. Maybe because they were
yes.
at one point.
Because at one point they were the L.A. Rams.
Yeah,
it's still the San Diego Chargers. It just works.
That's what they are. They're the San Diego Chargers.
I agree.
215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What up, Shy?
Sitting here eating tuna fish. My gut feeling says,
is it just tuna fish, like straight out of the can, kid?
It's like the prepackaged.
Okay.
Like with the fish on the front.
With the little seasoning in there, a little bag,
and herb one. It's the garlic and herb one.
Okay, there you go.
Not a big tuna fish guy.
No?
Nah. Yeah, you gotta have mayo in it, that's why.
Why?
You can make it without mayo.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I used to make it with mustard.
Without mayo. Ew, really?
Yeah.
See, I should probably try it because I'm a mustard head.
Yeah.
Salt
it's
pepper.
Good with mustard. Yeah, a little salt pepper. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Shy.
Anyways, I think it's going to be close. I think this it's going to fall on the defense. I wouldn't mind, if Jalen Phillips comes in with a pretty big hit and Herbert falls on his hand.
Legally.
A little bit in pain.
Yep.
Legally. But we can knock him out of this game. But even if he plays the whole game, you're not seeing anything under center.
Yep.
And they got a weak running back core, so I can't imagine. I mean, if they run all over us, then we're really in big trouble. we're really, really in big trouble. But I think Jalen's going to have a great game. So.
Yeah, listen, we're missing the other Jalen Carter in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jordan Davis and Moro Jomo, like, they got to have a big game tonight. I mean, you need a bounce-back game from N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond. You know, our safeties didn't tackle well, particularly Sidney Brown didn't tackle well in that last game. The whole run defense, man, should be embarrassed what happened against the Bears.
Well,
they should all be embarrassed by that.
This can be a game tonight. The wins we've seen from the Eagles typically this year, this kind of team is a game that you can win that way.
Right.
This could be a 19-13 game. I mean, this is a game that the defense can win you. The defense can definitely win you this game. And I think we've all given up the hope of maybe we'll see a game where the offense is, you know, but we've all given up the hope that this team's going to be a consistent, really good offense. But what they do need to do is, you know, like we get obsessed with the turnovers thing, and it is a big deal, but three and outs are turnovers. They're not recorded as turnovers, but if you go three and out on your own 20 and they get the ball on their own 45, that's a turnover. So when you lead the league in three and out percentage, it's not, you know, so they need to move the ball. They need to hold the ball. They need to keep their defense from having to play the 40 minutes tonight.
Yep.
And if they can do that, they don't need to score 30 points to win this game.
That's all the Chargers want to do.
Yes. Yeah.
They want to play a low-scoring, run the football, defensive-oriented game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm with Chuck on the LeBron thing. I think it's a little weird. I saw a Sixers fan. I think it was in like the second quarter. LeBron had, you know, his infamous dunk that he does on the fast break. I saw a Sixers fan behind the basket jump up and cheer. That's disgraceful, man.
Well, when the GOAT's in town, like you kind of get it. I mean, you do get it.
Shut up. It's always, shy to your point, with the Lakers and Philly, it was like this before LeBron. When you would go to a Sixer Laker game, and the Laker fans, no offense.
Well, Ike was number one. He was there.
They would dress up.
I didn't dress up, though.
They would have Laker pants, Laker shirt, Laker hat, Laker. I mean, you go
he's
to.
Right.
Maybe during the Iverson prime years, but anything outside of that.
Was at his best.
It's been Laker.
During that AI time, it was.
Oh, because Kobe. Yeah, that was Kobe.
That was a great rivalry during that time.
Yeah, so I don't blame anybody who pays to go to see a Sixer. Look, I don't want them cheering for LeBron. Anyone who pays to go to a Sixer game right now, go have fun. You want to cheer for a LeBron dunk. I did last night. Thank you for the call.
But when
Luka was the star. Luka just had a whole hump 30-point triple-double last night.
Quiet 30 points.
Yeah.
Oh, but when the Yankees came and took over the CBP, that was fine.
Well, yeah, because the Phillies are trying to win a World Series.
Yeah, well, listen, we're trying to win the finals.
Oh, really? Is that what you're trying to win?
Nah. We're watching.
Are you ready to be in a place where you can admit that Yankee series was embarrassing?
Well, it's embarrassing to play on the field. I didn't blame the fans. I feel like we're dealing with monsters. You know what I mean? I only get affected the Juan Soto recruitment, which is another one of the points you were making.
Well, it couldn't have helped. It couldn't have helped.
I get it. I think $725 million.
That was an embarrassing series.
It's a good thing bring up on Eagles game day.
Yeah,
2 years later.
Sorry. It's only a year later, really.
Yeah, I was going to say more embarrassing was the Angels series. Back in
that was embarrassing
2012.
Too.
Yeah, 2012. Or
as 13. Was the
2015.
Was it 15? Was that the one?
Yeah, 2015 or 2014. They were all.
Yeah, you
they
know
which
one I'm
here.
Talking about.
Oh,
yes,
when they all
gave the standing ovation
for Trouty.
Yes.
But that's when we stunk. The Phillies stunk. So it bothers me.
Hold on, Rollins, Utley, Ruiz, Howard, all still on the field.
Really? 2015.
Yeah, Rollins was the one who said it was embarrassing.
I can't believe those guys were still here in 2015. That's crazy.
Believe me, that was the end of it.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
The Rhys Hoskins, the standing ovation last year was embarrassing.
After the home run?
Yes.
That cost me, that ruined my reputation for Phillies fans for a little while.
It did.
Had to go to the stupid Eagles chant.
It did. We will get into Tim McManus's report that got him up the Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings after we tell you about something very, very important. You know, the holiday season, I could think of a gift that you could get your loved one. Comes in a discreet and hard package in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Time for loving.
Under the tree. A little, you know, you don't take very much wrapping paper there, man. Mm-hmm. Under the tree, you open it up.
Please wrap it up.
Though. What's in there? Chewables. From who? Blue Chew. What's it do? Makes you all-star style lover. Hall of Fame level lover. That's what it does.
Yeah.
What? Come on.
No, it does. We could have been more blunt about what it does, too. You know, it makes you.
What? No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, 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 no. I'm not doing that.
All right.
No, no, no. You go to BlueChew.com. Your first month's going to be free. I'll tell you how to do that in a second. The good news is they're not going to tell you to make some doctor's appointment. You just do it at BlueChew.com. They don't need you to make a doctor's appointment. They're not going to tell you after you're done, after they've figured out what the right mix is for you. They're not going to tell you to go wait in line in the pharmacy.
Nope.
No way. Because as I said, they ship it to you in a discreet
heart
package.
There we go. We said it there, Jack.
Almost forgot.
Just different context.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned to you, your first month is going to be free by using code 94 at checkout.
Am I still paying for it?
You are.
Yes, you are.
Comes right out of your check.
Holiday season?
Comes right. That's why you don't have the, that's why you can't afford the parking.
Of course not.
Yes. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Your first month is free. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do, y'all.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So, headline, was this yesterday, Jack, or Saturday? I can't remember. Headline from Tim McManus, Sirianni more involved in Eagles offensive preparations. Here was the meat of the story. Coach Nick Sirianni has been more involved in the offensive preparations this week, according to team sources, as the Eagles look to bounce back Monday night at the Los Angeles Chargers. Sirianni has been more vocal in offensive meetings and has been presenting material alongside offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo, sources said. According to one source, he has been addressing the group for longer than usual at the top of the meetings before ceding to Petullo, who continues to run them. So I know what I think about this. What do you think about this?
Well, I mean, listen, I think it's information that's being sort of leaked out there to quiet down some of the noise about wanting change within the offense. I don't know how much this changes what has been there in recent memory with the Eagles offense. They've struggled at times this year. It's hard for me to imagine that during some of those early struggles that Nick Sirianni just allowed Kevin Petullo to go through those struggles by himself and let him figure it out by himself. I say that to say Nick Sirianni offered solutions and offered his input. And maybe that's gotten a little more impactful over the last week or so. Rightfully so. You're averaging 15 points or less since the bye week. You went into the bye week feeling pretty good coming off the Minnesota and New York Giants game. You come out of those games, and the four games since then don't look very good, right? So it wouldn't surprise me that Nick Sirianni has decided to take a little bit bigger of a hands-on approach in all of this. My biggest question is, A, is the quarterback receptive to it? What changes have been made? Well, so I guess, A, what changes have been made from a schematic standpoint?
If any.
If any.
Yep.
B, is the quarterback receptive to those things? I mean, is he on board with them? And then C, the results. Well, I'll see tonight the results. If I'm to believe he's had a little more and more influence as the weeks have gone on since the bye week, well, there hasn't been much change in the offense. So maybe I'll be proven wrong tonight if the offense comes out and they're more dynamic, more explosive, more cohesive, more efficient, and they're putting up points. Then we're going to say something changed, right? We're going to say either the play calling changed or the play execution changed.
Right.
One of those two changes. So my long way around that answering that is I'm not totally surprised by it. I suspect it anyway. Let's see what it looks like tonight.
Yeah, this feels like damage control to me.
Yeah.
Now, and you know, I've said over and over and over again, I think it would be really, really, really silly to put all of this on Petullo. I think a lot of the complaints about what the offensive looked like in terms of a schematic standpoint, putting that on Petullo seems silly to me. Mm-hmm. I think this is maybe it's a message to the fans. Hey, we're doing something, you know. And you know, I think the way that McManus wrote it, that because I think we would all agree that Sirianni's been pretty involved in the offense. Petullo's his right hand man. He's an mm-hmm. offensive head coach. So I would be surprised if he's not very involved already. I think like they probably want people to. I think they're trying to do two things. One, let people know that. They know and they're trying to, that they are making sure that everybody knows that Petullo is still the guy, because I don't believe they think that Petullo is the issue that is causing them not to play well. And I actually wonder if it is a message like way above. Like, I wonder if it's a message to the owner, who has been a big supporter of Jalen and probably is asking questions about Petullo. Are we doing everything we can? You know, if you're an owner like Jeffrey Lurie, you're not the kind of guy that's going to go sit in the meetings and see what's going on. He's not Jerry Jones, right? He's not minutia involved. But he is a guy who what a good owner would do is come down and say, hey, what's going on here? Are we doing everything we can do? You know, to fix this. I know, Kevin, I know you're not blaming Kevin, but are you doing everything you can do?
Right.
So, I find it hard to believe there's going to be any sort of substantial change in the offense or anything. But, you know, the head coach talking more in the offensive meetings doesn't seem like it could be a bad thing to me. Unless, and I wonder if him reinforcing what Petullo is saying is a message to the team that says, like, hey, we are on the same page.
Right.
That Kevin and I are on the same page.
No, yeah. That's definitely part of it.
You know?
Because he's not coming in undermining Kevin Petullo. He's coming in reinforcing and supporting Kevin Petullo. Again, this is somebody that he sort of stuck his neck out for to be in this position and wanted to promote him. And obviously their relationship plays a part in how he's going to handle this. So I agree with you. This is in no means, in my opinion, Nick Sirianni somehow losing faith in Kevin Petullo, trying to undermine him, overtake him. It's a little different than the Brian Johnson situation in 2023, as even though they were both on the same staff in 2022, I don't know if Brian Johnson was necessarily a Nick Sirianni hire in that sense. So I could see where there was some conflict of interest potentially there in 2023. I don't believe that to be the case. Just like in 2021, when Nick Sirianni decided to give up play calling to his good friend Shane Steichen, someone he had worked with prior before. It worked out seamlessly. They were able to finish that season, make the playoffs, and the next year, Jalen finished runner-up in MVP, and they had a Super Bowl year. Nick Sirianni wasn't interfering. He was in support of Shane Steichen. I have to believe this is somewhat the same case, where he's in support of Kevin Petullo and he's trying to sort of reinforce what Petullo is saying to the offense in support of Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite of undermining, and that they see that there's something wrong here. I think that everything that has come out has been the organization trying to support Kevin Petullo.
Yeah.
Because my guess would be they see Kevin Petullo as an offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles until he's ready to move on for a bigger job. And I think they're trying their damnedest to get him through this year so they can move forward with that. And that's what this looks like to me.
I think that's part of it. Don't disagree at all with that. But I would even say it's more in support of Nick Sirianni.
Right, because it was his choice.
It's his choice.
Yeah.
So the organization is showing you they're behind the head coach.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's Nick Sirianni's choice. So if they're supporting him and going out of their way to make sure everybody knows it's not him, that's to say Nick Sirianni didn't make the wrong decision.
Yes.
And moving Kevin Pitullo in there.
Yeah.
So the organization is fully behind the head coach.
And the head coach could help him out. You know, Nick has had those big decisions that we've questioned. Some of the go for it on fourth downs at weird spots or punting at weird or going for two, all the like that. That's Nick Sirianni. There's no way he's not involved in decisions like that. That's a head coach level decision when you're deciding to do that. Jurgen will get into it around the league. Andy with a very questionable fourth down go for it call with the Chiefs yesterday.
Big Red was out there.
Yeah.
Like he was playing a video game. that was sheer desperation.
That was a shocking
one. It was sheer desperation yesterday.
215-592-9494. It's a gut check. Game day, it's a gut check for the Eagles. What's your gut tell you? It is a must-win game tonight. Do you think they're going to get in there and save the season, or do you think they lose tonight and they fold? Coming up next, we'll find out what the Eagles are actually up against tonight. The Chargers are not a team we see very often, not a team we hear about very often. We'll find out if they think that Justin Herbert is playing tonight. Watch, Jack.
Well, for the first time in sports radio history, we're going to go behind enemy lines.
Yes. No one's ever done that before.
No
one's ever done that before. This is the first time. Coming up next, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly. Fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring home your phone. And you can add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay. Mobile Plus home discount and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.